In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's start our conversation today, once again, invoking the Blessed Mother. You can see on the wall, there's a beautiful picture of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and you can see the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And right now, you're going to be able to see, once again, the beautiful statue of Our Lady of Fatima. So let's turn to Mary and ask Mary to help us out. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's pray the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, that instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, granted by the same Spirit, and may be truly wise and rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady of the Rosary, St. Joseph, St. Francis de Sales. Listen to the story. Story that is very much related to who we celebrate today. About 450 years ago in Europe, there was a heresy that was spreading like wildfire throughout Europe. And the heresy had as its title Jansenism. And Jansenism was a heresy in which it was taught that very few people could be saved. There was only a limited few. And this young man, a very intelligent young man, brought up with a really good education, convinced that he wasn't going to be saved. He was going to be lost. He was going to be damned for all eternity. So he couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, losing a lot of weight. And one day he was walking through the streets of Paris, and he entered into a church. The name of the church is Notre Dame de la Victoire, which is French for Our Lady of Victory. He entered into the church, and there's a beautiful statue of Mary. And he knelt down, and he opened up his heart, and he started to pray. Pray to her with all his heart. And he prayed that very famous prayer, which is attributed to Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. And the name of that prayer is the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled your protection, sought your intercession, was left unaided. So he said that prayer with all his heart. And then what happened? It's almost like a dense cloud that seemed to be obfuscating his mind, dissipated, evaporated. And he experienced freedom. He experienced peace. He experienced joy. He experienced a new life. The freedom of the sons and daughters of God. As Jesus said, they've come to set the captives free. And he felt that he could live his life to the fullest. The name of that young man is the saint that we celebrate today. And his name is Saint Francis de Sales. There's a beautiful story, the life of this great saint, Saint Francis de Sales. What about you? What about me? Do you ever go through tough times? Do you ever have struggles? Do you ever have trials? Do you ever have temptations? Do you ever have maybe some doubts? Do you ever go through maybe a dark tunnel of confusion? Do you ever say, why me? Why is this happening to me? We all go through what is called a period of desolation in our lives. That's part of being human. As Father Tim Gallagher often says, There's no reason why we should be ashamed of going through desolation. But we have to know what to do when we're going through these dark moments. For that reason, I invite all of you to think about how you can turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary when you're going through these really dark moments. Pope Francis, who's now in Panama with the young people for these days, the World Youth Day, Pope Francis has great devotion to Mary. It's Our Lady of Luján, which is the patroness of Argentina. But Pope Francis has promoted a new devotion that I'd like to promote related to our topic and the saint that we're celebrating today. And as the topic is, Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. Up in my room, someone gave me a statue of Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. You see Mary, and she has this string. And the string has this knot. And the string is pretty long. And there, with her hands, Mary is undoing that knot in the string. I invite all of you, right now, what is the knot that is present in your life right now? What is that knot? Maybe you've got more than one knot that's present in your life. What are you going to do? If you try to untie that knot by yourself, it might get worse. Remember as a child, if I had a knot, I'd always go to my mother because I men are really bad. The other day had a wedding and they had these rings and was knotted up and I couldn't get it. I told the lady, you come here. And the lady came in and within about 10 seconds she was able to untie the knot. Probably would have taken me about an hour. The wedding would have gone from 1 hour to 2 hours if Padre Escobita were trying to untie that knot. I couldn't do it. But women with those fingers, they know how to sew and do those domestic chores. And I was thinking when I couldn't get that undone, that's a blessed mother, yeah. So what are the knots that you have in your life? It's not right to say you don't have knots. I kind of like that, no? I repeat, it's not right. It's not right. I like that. That's a good one, huh? It's not right to say you don't have any knots. Because we all have knots. So let's place our knots in the hand of Mary. We see here Our Lady Fatima and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I really believe, if we trust, Mary's going to undo those knots and we're going to experience a lot of peace, a lot of joy, a lot of freedom. What the Bible says, the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. So the Lord be with you. Through the intercession of Our Lady of Knots and St. Francis de Sales, may God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.